You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In 2013, one in six New Zealanders had been diagnosed with a common mental disorder at some point in their lives. That was 5 years ago, and as attitude slowly shifts from stigma to assistance, there are reasons to believe more people are in fact affected by some sort of mental health issue in the course of their existence. Liv Young has decided to offer them a platform. She created a website called Mental, where individuals can share their story without judgment. I spoke with Liv and asked her to explain how she came up with the idea of this medium.
Mental is an online platform for sharing the experiences of those who are affected by mental health. It's an inclusive platform. It's a website where people can share their submissions, either anonymous or otherwise, on what mental health means to them. I decided to launch Mental about a year ago. A really good friend of mine experiences bipolar episodes, and between the two of us we realised there was a gap in New Zealand storytelling with regards to what mental health is and what it means to individuals. So I wanted to create something that was free of judgment, perception, attitude for those who actually can speak at it firsthand from a very personal and subjective place.
I had a look at the website. The layout is very simple and it's pretty straightforward as well. There's, you know, you've got the homepage, there's a few line per stories, and then if you click on each story, you have access to the full story. That's about all it is. There's no information side, no phone numbers or whatever kind of information you could have on mental health in general. Why did you choose to have this platform just for storytelling?
I chose to have a platform just for storytelling to give those who have the stories to tell the full power and the full control. I think there are a lot of conversations out there around what mental health is, coming from the medical sector, more specifically the mental health sector and system, and from individuals using platforms like social media, and also the general media as well are all talking about mental health at the moment. It's on the agenda as well in Parliament. But I think when you strip it all back, it's really important to hear from those who can speak firsthand about mental health, which is why the site ourmentalstory.com is so simple and so clear.
What can people gain from reading stories that others have written where they share their experience?
I think the power of digital storytelling is really strong. It's beneficial for those who are writing those stories. And I think it's beneficial for those who are reading those stories. They might resonate with those stories on a personal level, or it might enable them to understand and empathise with those in their community, in their workplace, at home, or friends who are experiencing some form of mental health. And they can go, hey, okay, cool, I can't relate to that personally, but now I might be able to communicate with that person better. I might be able to understand what they are thinking and what they are going through, and provide them with some level of support and care.
It seems the purpose is sort of like to show people that they're not alone, that others have gone through similar experience, are going through similar experience at the same time, that there's a sense of community that you're trying to create.
Mental is trying to create a sense of community. Something I've realised over the last year or so is that people do feel pretty isolated. People are seeking real connections and real conversations. And I'm hoping through ourmentalstory.com that we can provide a platform for people to get a sense of togetherness, a sense of, hey, I'm not alone. I can relate to these people's stories and I have a place here. I am valued and I am worthy of sharing my story.
You're not trying to become a platform for advice or for guidance. It's not really the main goal.
I think the power of storytelling can certainly offer a layer or level of advice to individuals. But it, again, it comes from a very personal, subjective place. It might not be a medical professional that is offering that advice and that care, but I do think that individuals who understand mental health do have great advice to give to others.
Mm. I was wondering, are the stories moderated or curated at all? Do you pick them? Do you edit them? Is there anything that is being done to the stories?
There is a small amount of sub-editing that does occur before we publish the stories. It is kept to a minimum to ensure that the voices of the individuals are authentic and true to their own stories.
Mm. But anyone can supply with the confidence that their story is going to be shared?
The majority of the stories that are submitted that fit within the mental health realm are published, yes.
So what would you say belongs in this category? I feel like one of the things that's happening at the moment is that maybe there's a tendency to sort of like widen the spectrum of what sort of fits into mental health issues. I read a few of the stories, and there's anorexia, there's bipolarity, there's borderline, you know, psychosis or schizophrenia. What qualifies as mental health issues now?
I think that the individual people that are writing in can define what mental health is. Just as broad as physical health is, I think mental health is also as broad. It relates to anything of the mind, anything that relates to the mental state of mm-hmm. of a human or a human experience. I'm really hoping that mental can provide a safe and inclusive space for people that is free of labels. I think that there is certainly an attitude out there around the world that you need to have a label, you need to be diagnosed in order to have some mental health illness. Mm. On a personal level, I don't believe that is the case. I believe that mental health affects everyone. Therefore, everyone is welcome to share their experience on their own personal journey of mental health.
Would you agree that there's a big stigma around mental health still in New Zealand? I don't come from New Zealand. I come from France. And when I first got here, I realised that there was a huge taboo on, well, suicide predominantly, but I guess mental health in general. And I have seen evolution and I have seen progress in the way it's been handled, I guess. But there is still, I feel, a very big stigma around having issues, mental health issues. Would you agree with that?
I would agree that there is a certain attitude towards those who say, hey, I'm struggling with my mental health. I think we have a long way to go in New Zealand, but I have seen huge progress in the last 10 years. I first experienced anxiety when I was about 16 years of age, and I didn't even know really what anxiety meant at the time. Hmm. And at the time, I didn't have a lot of people to chat about in my kind of community with my friends and peers at school, and that's changed. And I think a lot of that is driven by fear. I think a lot of people fear being judged, fear being isolated even further, or fear being excluded by their peers and colleagues and family members, when really all they need is someone to say, "Hey, I'm here for you. I hear you, and I care for you," and maybe give them a bit of love. Anyone has that ability to do that, to help an individual who's having a tough time.
But you also said that mental was sort of like here to fill a void, I guess a void that has been left there by certain institutions. Even though there is progress, there is still maybe a little bit of room for improvement. So what would you say hasn't been done the right way? What is missing? What's not enough in the way institutions in New Zealand handle mental health?
There's a lot of media out there at the moment around the weaknesses in the mental health system. So people who need assistance from the medical sector to best support their mental health. I think there are people who are falling through the cracks that have not found the resources and the tools to get the help that they need. I think that's an area that we as New Zealanders need to work on. And in part, I think that comes down to everyone. It's not just about the medical sector providing the services that people need, but it is about, on a day-to-day level, checking in with people that you know and seeing how they are and seeing whether they need some support. And that can occur on a very simple level.
So the gap that you're trying to fill is the one where we sort of like break down the stigma, and we have people telling their stories, and we make it more out there, I guess, and more open. And in doing this, we are sort of getting rid of the stigma.
I am hoping that mental will be a platform that is open and honest and truthful and safe, and that it does break down those attitudes that may exist in New Zealand around what mental health is.
What does the future hold for Mental? Are you going to keep going in this direction? Is there anything else that you have planned?
I hope that people continue to share their stories through Mental, mm-hmm. and we will continue to publish them. At the moment, that's the great plan with Mental, and I'm really very happy to receive anyone's stories that they may share with us.
For anyone who wants to submit a story to Mental, how can they do that?
You can head to ourmentalstory.com, and on there is a share your story button, and you can click on that and write your name, or you can choose to be anonymous. Either is absolutely fine. And write a story and submit it through to us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.